Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition, first of the new year, 2020, of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you, as we always do, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. Folks, today you're connected more than ever, whether it's your friends, your family, or your life. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering you the mobile banking services that you need. And Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need real people to provide real answers, and that's why they have close to 200 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. Our favorites right here in Alpharetta, of course. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. We're going to get this year started off with Stacy Watts and Greg Godwin. Stacy is an account executive with Corporate Payroll Services, and Greg Godwin is co-owner with his wife, Tina, of Pedego Electric Bikes Alpharetta. But first, we're going to turn to Stacy Watts. Stacy is with Corporate Payroll Services. Stacy, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah. So, Corporate Payroll Services. I've got a sense of what you do. Payroll services, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I'm so brilliant. Tell us more about Corporate Payroll Services.
Well, we work really hard to make sure our clients have the ability to get their taxes done, get their employees paid, quarterly returns, this time of year, W-2s, all in a timely fashion, mm-hmm. correctly, and without them having to stress over it. I think we're a really good option for small to mid-sized businesses that have better things to do with their time than worry about their payroll. So we do that for them.
Now, come on, why wouldn't I want to just do this myself, Stacy? I mean, you know, I'm small business, you know, why wouldn't I want to do this myself, right? It's got to be easy.
You have never missed a tax deposit, have you? It isn't easy. There's a lot that goes into it, and employees, hiring of those employees, HR functions are all now becoming more and more of what the business owner is becoming responsible for. We're here to take any portion of that off of the business owner that we can,
right,
and allow them to focus on running their business.
Yeah, and obviously I was being facetious with my question, but there are big problems if you miss that tax deposit, right?
Yes,
or if it's miscalculated.
Correct. Penalties apply. Late fees apply, and certainly you don't even want to make a mistake on an employee's check. You know, everybody's pay is important to them.
Sure. Absolutely. And to talk more about that, it's really important from an employee point of view to make sure payroll is right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And currently, you know, the laws have just changed slightly for your W-2 employees. As people move from possibly 1099 employees over to W-2s in 2020, even forms are different. We're able to keep up with all that. Where a small business owner is doing really good to remember to pay the credit card from Christmas right now. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got their own set of things going on.
Sure.
Let us handle it. We will take care of it professionally, timely, and your employees won't even miss the fact that if you want to still sign the check, you can, but we'll be happy to sign it for you as
right,
well.
Right, right. There are electronic ways to do that, right?
That is correct.
Right. Stacy, talk a little bit about the other kind of change, right? Changing from other service providers that do outside payroll.
Yes.
You know, why corporate payroll versus all the other outside payroll services that are out there?
I think just about everything in our world today comes down to affordability, trust, and convenience. It's very, very common for people to have the misconception that this is the only time of year you could make a change. That isn't true. We've changed people from payroll services, from other services, all the time. Even from their CPA or QuickBooks, we move them over frequently all year long. This time of year is very nice because it's clean. W-2s have already been issued. Most people have not yet run a payroll this year. very little for us to look at, very little for us to input, and very little for the business owner to actually have to worry with, because it takes over here and goes on. First quarter comes out just like normal. W-2s would come to you at the end of 2020. Also, it keeps us responsible for tax liabilities, tax payments. We're the responsible party at that point. If it's late or if it's wrong, it's on us. We will make sure that's handled.
Yeah, and just so people understand, so when they change, let's say at the end of January, what that means is you have to get all the previous data from
January 1, from January 1 to now.
To the end of January, let's Correct. Say, but using this example, and that comes from either the previous payroll provider or their internal records if they were doing it, right?
Correct. We do most of that. Yeah. We will gather that information, input it for them so that they can go in and see. But a lot of times, if you know, they're going to go into a computer system that's very easy to read. They'll be able to see those reports, see what they've paid their employees, have multiple rights of pay in multiple states with any deductions that they would like us to do.
Now, I notice you've got over 6,000 clients in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So if I'm a Georgia business and I open in North Carolina, you'll be able to help me out, right?
That's correct. We have, we've gotten big. We started here in Atlanta or mm-hmm. Norcross. We now have offices in Philly, D.C., Chicago, Charlotte, and continue to grow. But home base is here, Atlanta, and we try to expand with our clients. So that means we do have to do payroll in every state, and most provinces and commonwealths and everything else.
Which, if I'm trying to do this on my own,
becomes very
right, because it's different in every state in terms of how you report and the different tax amounts and rates and all that kind of stuff, right?
That is correct. That is correct. Certainly get into some of your northern, northeastern cities where you have multiple city taxes, and we're able to keep up with all of those. And it's very difficult for even an HR person, which is a lot more expensive
sure.
than just a payroll service. Mm-hmm. That's a lot more expensive, and we're able to help with all those things.
Folks, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Stacy Watts, and she is with Corporate Payroll Services. Stacy, talk a little bit about, I guess, your online portal.
Okay.
Because you mentioned that.
Yes.
So what as an employer, what am I able to access there?
As an employer, the size of your business mostly determines what kind of services you want to access online. One of the great parts, I think, about working with Corporate Payroll Services is you actually have a dedicated point of contact in Norcross. You are not going to talk to four people, or better yet, get disconnected and call back and get another person and get to start that whole process all over again.
Oh, lovely. And give my account
exactly,
number. And
oh, okay. Exactly, that you already shut your phone down and put
right.
that away. So, no, you are able to talk to the same person on a weekly, biweekly, monthly basis, however you run your payroll. And that gives you a person to talk to. As far as the online portion, of course, you can go online and input your hours. It's already we can already see what their hourly rate is.
Sure.
You're just going to let us know. If you're working with a time clock system that has multiple employees and maybe multiple different locations, that time clock can be clocked into from a geofence. Those numbers are then uploaded, and you aren't even speaking to the office or logging in at that point other than to approve those hours.
Okay. Now I'm simple and you lost me. Geofence. Tell us what that is.
A geofence simply is a imaginary fence. So it's not imaginary. It's a fence that is electronically coordinated. An employee to clock in here, we could put the geofence around the bank's parking lot here at Renaissance. And when by doing that, the employee can clock in from either a computer inside the building or from the parking lot outside. We're able to clock in and out from that, and then those hours are uploaded to the cloud, and then we extract them. And
awesome. So what you're telling me is that I don't have to worry about my employees clocking in while they're down at the bar.
That is correct. They can't okay. They cannot be at Costco.
Or it's Starbucks or wherever, right?
Correct.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
That's super. So talk about additional services that you offer. I mean, is it just payroll or are there other things?
The net clock in service
okay.
we were just discussing,
okay, gotcha.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. There are some benefits to workers' comp insurance, 401k, things that we're able to help either deduct on the payroll or help the client set up with, anything we can do to help the client grow. And as they grow, we are really right there with them to provide additional services. The new HR onboarding has been very effective in taking groups of people where certifications are required that maybe a restaurant needs to keep up with, or a CPR notification, so that those clients are notified and the employees notified that they need to do something. And if it's not completed, the employer now has a responsibility to do something, either get that certification or you can't work today. So the onboarding is able to keep these new forms that have just come out. We're able to keep track of withholding statuses, changes in policies within and out of a corporation. Insurance, your car insurance has lapsed. If I'm driving a company car, or simply my driver's license, you know,
right.
Back to that bar, you know, what did I drive home, and you know, do I still have a driver's license that allows me to drive that company?
Sure.
All those things are things we can help them keep up.
Right. Now, you mentioned workers' comp, 401k, that kind of thing. You don't offer that particular product, right? You offer, or do you offer that product? You're basically giving the employer.
I work with the option
to get it deducted through your system.
Correct. And
gotcha.
We work with multitudes of different, from our networking organizations to our office, where
awesome.
We're able to help provide those for a client specifically based on that client's needs.
So if I've already got, and I'm happy with my
correct.
Workers' comp
you
policy, are. I don't have to make a change when I come to corporate pay.
Not.
Awesome. That sounds great. Now, changes for 2020.
Yes.
What do we need to think about?
Well, there's plenty to think about always,
okay.
But the most immediate one that I've seen is the new W-4, where in the past I would go in and speak to your employees and ask, you know, how do you want your withholdings? 1-1, 2-2, and most people genuinely understood that meant it's me and my husband, me and a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're deducting.
Right.
It's now listed as a numeric number. Children apply $2,000 each, and there are limits. So if you're earning more than $200,000 a year, that may not be true. And if you're earning more than $400,000 a year, you may not have those deductions anymore.
Sure.
W-4 is now also... we're looking to see, are you married and filing jointly, which we've always looked at, but these tax tables have changed. And it's important. It's not required for anyone hired before January 1, 2020. They don't have to go back and adjust their W-4, but it might be wise to look at, especially if you have an additional source of income. And pretty much regardless of if it's a possibility that would be a taxable source of income, you don't want to get to April 2021 and have surprises.
No, that's not good.
No.
Surprises in April are never good, right?
No.
That's great. Now, Stacy, I want to make sure people understand, what kind of clients are good fits for you. So tell folks that the kind of clients that you're looking for.
We typically, our largest client has 1,800 employees. So it's not that we're just for this, but typically we're looking for a small to mid-sized client. Anyone, I work with people all the time that they may be the only S-Corp employee of their corporation, but they have very specific reasons for doing that. And
right.
We were usually working with a CPA and or a accountant or a banker to set that up with them. Most of the time we're looking at anywhere from 2 to 50 employees. And that is a good fit because we know we're going to help them grow from that, even the 50 employee,
mm-hmm.
Because of, ACAs and things that are affecting that 50 group going up to 100. We have insurance benefits. We have things to help them hire and retain good people. And bad hire is always expensive. So anything you can do to alleviate any of those expenses, it all adds up.
Sure does. Stacy Watts, she is with Corporate Payroll Services. Stacy, this has been great. Tell folks how they can get in touch with you.
Well, you can reach us anytime at www.corpay.com. You can call me directly at 470-343-0923. And we're located at 1000 Miller Court West, Norcross, Georgia, 30071, if you'd like to stop by.
Sounds great. Stacy Watts with Corporate Payroll Services. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, if you need help with things like bookkeeping and marketing and presentations and whatnot, just general administrative tasks, well, I've got an idea for you. Go check out and hire a smart and reliable Office Angels. Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary, not just to maintain, but to grow your business, which is what you want to do, right? Reach out and touch Essie Escobedo, officeangels.us, and she can help you out. She's terrific. Now we turn to Greg Godwin. Greg is owner of Pedego Electric Bikes in Alpharetta.
That's it.
Greg, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Did you take your bike over here?
No.
Okay.
I was in a hurry to get over here.
You wanted to make sure you were on time. Oh, got it. Tell us about Pedego Electric Bikes. What are you all about?
Pedego Electric Bikes is the number one selling electric bike in the United States. They're the number one rental bike in the world. There's Pedego dealers all over the place. It was started in California by a couple of guys that one of them lived at the top of a hill, and it just took the fun out of cycling at the end of the day. So he started experimenting with electric bikes and buying a few and fixing a few, and none of them were living up to his expectations. So he started his own company with the help of another guy, and they've been doing it since 2008.
That's awesome. Now, you and your wife, Tina, I guess bought this territory, right, in Alpharetta.
Yes.
And Pedego has locations all over the country.
Right.
You could have done a lot of different things in business. Why Pedego versus a lot of different options that you had?
You know, I've been an avid cyclist my whole life and just love the cycling business. But as they say in the cycling business, to make $1 million, you've got to have $2 million. And I didn't have that, but I did have a business in Sandy Springs that I've been doing for 20 some odd years that the enthusiasm had kind of drifted away. So I sold the property and sold the name of the business to a friend of mine and, you know, jumped into the Pedego.
Awesome. Awesome. So who's your typical customer? I mean, typically
baby boomers.
Yeah.
You know, people that are still active that might not go out there and ride a regular bike because of that hill that's in front of them or the sweat factor. These bikes are so easy to ride for baby boomers. It's just like a regular bike, except you're getting a little bit of assist and a little bit of help.
Assisted biking, as it were.
Yeah. There's a little assist in the cranks that when you start pedaling it feels like somebody's giving you a gentle push. And then if you need a little bit more power, you have a throttle. Kind of give you a little bit more power.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I am seeing an uptick in younger people coming in, people that are ditching their cars and using these bikes to commute to work.
Right.
So it's a great way to get to work and, you know, a fun way and a good way to get exercise.
Okay, now this sounds like it's got a little more horsepower than I might be able to handle. So how fast does these bikes go?
And by federal law, they can only go 20 miles an hour for a class 1 and class 2. There is a class 3, but Pedego doesn't make a class 3. They want to be comply with U.S. federal regulations. So, you know, 20 miles an hour, which is fast enough for most people.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Now, one of the things I noticed about, I was looking on your website, one of the things I noticed is that it seems like Pedego is a really highly thought of brand. And I mean, it's very high end and reliable brand, right? I mean, it's almost like the Lexus of electric bikes,
yeah,
right?
We call it the Tesla of the electric bikes.
Better, right?
Yeah,
okay.
So, yeah.
I can't believe I shortchanged you there.
That's all right. Yeah. So, yeah, they're a great company. You know, they stand behind their product just tremendously. The most important thing about a Pedego bike is the customer. It's not a fancy gadget. It's the person riding it. Mm. And they recently increased their warranty from 2 years to 5 years, which is unheard of in the electric bike business. So
if
something electrical goes wrong, you know, they're going to stand behind it for 5 years. Plus, being a California company, you can get parts. Some of these e-bike companies that you see on the internet, you know, you don't know if they're going to be in business in a couple of weeks or another year or so, and trying to get parts for them if something breaks is going to be, it's going to be hard to do.
Sure.
And most bike shops won't even work on an electric bike. That's what's great about Pedego's. You can bring that bike in and I can service it. I won't touch any other electric bike.
Now, Greg, one of the things I noticed out there is that some people are calling electric bikes cheater bikes. Yeah. Now, for me, I'm happy to have a little assistance, yeah. But I guess there's some people might take offense to that. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, what I like to say is what's cheating about having fun?
Yeah.
You know, most of the people that come in there, you know, they just love the fact that they can ride a bike and not sweat as much as they used to. And, you know, it's just a great way to have a lot of fun on a bike.
Sure. Sure. Now, and you've got options, right? I mean, when you're on this bike, you can either do the full electric ride or you can pedal. I mean, and you've got choices, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Depending on how you're feeling or whatever.
Exactly. So you've got five levels of assist depending mm-hmm. on how hard you want to pedal and how fast you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't want to pedal at all, you just work on the throttle.
That sounds pretty cool. We're talking about electric bikes, the Tesla of electric bikes, Pedego electric bikes, with Greg Godwin, who is the owner of Pedego electric bikes here in Alpharetta. One of the things I noticed is that you don't just sell bikes, you also sell experiences. I mean, you've got people out on tours and trails and that kind of thing.
Yep.
Tell us a little more about that.
We do tours. We do some brew tours up in Alpharetta. We ride to the Chattahoochee Nature Center. And that is, it can be led with a leader, a ride leader, or you can call up and take them out yourself. We also ride on the Greenway on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We leave the shop at 6 o'clock and go either to Jekyll Brewery or From the Earth Brewery. So it's a great way to try the bikes out, and it's very inexpensive.
Yeah, and the question is not just getting there, but getting back, right? From Jekyll Brewery, that's a joke. But
we don't have too many.
Yeah, I got you. But no, seriously, what you're saying is that you've got a bike that you can really take anywhere. I mean, not just on the roadways, but on the Greenway. That's a pretty flexible kind of situation. That's pretty cool.
Right. It is. It's a lot of fun. You know, you can get down there on the Greenway. You don't have traffic to contend with. It's a great way to experience Pedego.
And given how long that Greenway is getting and the connections they're making, you can go a lot longer than maybe you thought you could before, right?
Yeah. From what I heard, they're going to start the connection from Windward to McFarland this year. So there's an 8-mile segment missing between there that will, when it's finally finished, I think it'll be 24, 25 miles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And just to jump ahead to your location, you kind of back up to the Greenway, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell everybody where you are.
Right next to Dick's Sporting Goods on North Point Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
You can be on the Greenway in 2 minutes from our shop.
Wow.
It starts right behind Ethan Allen.
Makes those test drives nice.
Yeah, it really does. Great way to experience one.
I love it. Now, the different models that you sell, tell us about those. What are my options?
Pedego's got a model for everybody. They got three types of mountain bikes. They have the most popular model is their Interceptor. It's more of a beach cruiser type bike. Then probably the second most popular is the City Commuter. It's more of a commuter frame style. Very popular. Ladies tend to like the City Commuter. Men tend to go towards the Interceptor. But we have folding bikes for people with RVs or boats or helicopters. A customer that puts one in the back of his Tesla, and when he's at a charging station is about a mile away from his work, he gets on his Pedego and rides the rest of the way to work.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So, in addition to selling bikes, you, rent bikes or
we rent bikes?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
We have a rental fleet.
Right.
And, we service them, sell them.
You do it all.
Do it all. I do it all. Well, most of the stuff
you do,
my wife does the back office stuff. Yeah. She does a very good job at it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And shout out to Tina out there. Right. So,
hi honey.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Greg, this has been awesome. So for, for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch with you about Pedego electric bikes, tell them how to do that.
It's pedegoalpharetta.com, and my number is 404-281-0264, and we're at 6480 North Point Parkway, Suite 1100B, right next to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Awesome. Greg Godwin, Pedego Electric Bikes in Alpharetta. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, just a reminder, you can listen to this show every Tuesday live at 11:30, and sometimes we slip in special shows during the week. Check us out online at NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. You can also find us on all the various podcast apps, and I have yet to get stumped on someone giving me a podcast app they couldn't find us on. So just go search for North Fulton Business Radio or search Business Radio X, and you'll find us on iHeart, Spotify, all the various Stitcher. You'll find us on YouTube as well, for that matter. So check us out there, and check us out on social media, North Fulton BRX on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So for my guests, Stacy Watts and Greg Godwin, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Renaissance Rewards Extra is the checking account that checks all the boxes. Roadside assistance? Check. Cell phone insurance? Check. More than 400,000 local shopping discounts? Check. Up to $25 per month in ATM refunds and a great rate? Check. All in an easy-to-use mobile app. To open an account or find out more about Renaissance Rewards Extra Checking, go to renaissancebank.com or visit us at any of our more than 190 locations throughout the South. Renaissance Bank. Understanding you. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.